Welcome back to In and Out Kabaddi once more. It's the third podcast of the series. We hope you're all enjoying the Pro Kabaddi League, which of course is taking place right across India as we speak. And Sahel, just one game left to go in Hyderabad. How's it all going?
Yeah, just had one game coming up. And with the new format, we're seeing a repeat of a game we've already seen in this first leg. So Telugu Titans taking on the Patna Pirates tonight in the last fixture. But it's been a week to forget for the Telugu Titans, the home side. And when you start your campaign at home with four losses back-to-back after one win, it doesn't really bode very well going forward.
But they've got to be happy to make history, surely.
Yeah, not the right kind of history, sadly, for the Telugu Titans. But it is a long season on the flip side, and that's the only advantage of losing this many games early. But their defense looks all over the shop, and Rahul Chaudhary seems to be all over the place as well.
It's a rather bizarre start for an incredibly talented bunch. How are they holding up, having had so many games so quickly, and also them go so badly, bar the opening win against the Tamil Tulivas?
Well, I think all the sides are doing okay, but I mean, for the Telugu Titans, I mean, I think it helps that you've got your home games early, because at least then you're not sort of tired and carrying any injuries. And I think that actually is an advantage coming in and being fresh for your six games on the trot. But, you know, sadly, they've come in with a side that hasn't quite come together cohesively. And they've got Rakesh Kumar on the right corner who's struggling with his defense. So I think that's a bit of a bother for them. And it's not quite coming together. The cover defenders are really all over the place. And, you know, it's the reading trio that's doing okay, but the resources aren't being utilized well by the captain. So that's a bit of a concern for them as well.
So let's have a quick look at the games they've played. Of course, they played UP on debut, and, well, to be quite frank, UP smashed it. And then Bengal Warriors, who were made to wait for their opening game, and well, they stepped on the mat and beat Telugu as well. But Telugu, of course, in that match, picking up a losing bonus point. So looking at UP first, and let's actually talk about the positives here. UP were phenomenal in their opening match.
Yeah, they were really good. And, you know, led by Nitin Tomar, someone who was really one of the real stars of the World Cup in 2016. I know Ajay Thakur took home the spoils and was the glory man. But this is the hard-working worker bee, if you might like to call him. He's the one that sort of did all the hard work, got India to where they wanted to be. And he's proving that he's no one-hit wonder. He came out firing for the UP Yodhas, a new side, remember, in this entire league. And the way they've come out and just announced themselves, it's a pretty strong statement, especially when they've got the likes of Jeeva Kumar in the mix, young corner defenders, but also Rushank Devadiga coming good for them.
And I was going to say, their defence especially looked incredibly well organised early on against Rahul Chaudhary.
Yeah, definitely did. And you know, they've got the experience there in the cover positions with Jeeva Kumar in the mix, and also Rajesh Narwal. But the concern were the two corners. But one of them went out and picked up a high five. So Nitesh Kumar, so he picked up five tackle points on the right corner, if I'm not wrong. And that's a start that you didn't expect from a youngster. So, you know, it goes to show you that when the youngsters step up, your team sort of feels complete when you know you've got the established stars in the lineup as well.
And of course, for UP, 17 raid points to 13, 11 tackles to 4, and two all-outs in the match. Total domination over the established side. Moving on to Bengal, and it wasn't just Yankun Lee for us to talk about this time, because this man, Manindra Singh, stepped into the limelight and rather stole the limelight. Now, he's been away for 3 years injured. Who is he and what's he all about?
Well, he was a star of season one for the Jaipur Pink Panthers. He came into season one and was absolutely brilliant. As you said, we haven't seen him for a few seasons from then, and he's come back. And I've got to say, after spending three seasons away, you don't expect someone to come back so strong in their first outing. But he looked just the player that he was when he left things off. Started in sublime fashion. He had, I think, 8 or 9 raid points in the first half. And that's where he took the game away from the opposition completely.
Are you thinking there's hope for you yet in sporting comeback terms?
Yeah, sadly, I think he's got both functional knees. And sadly, when you've got four knee surgeries and one coming up this November, I don't think there's a comeback coming in anytime soon for me. Sadly, Dan. Sadly,
the other stuck with me in the comm box. The other notes I had down about him were incredibly powerful and agile for a big guy, and I'm not sure any of those things we could levy at you.
I could work agile. Let's take that. I couldn't work incredibly big guy, but I could work agile.
Do you see that as the best comeback in any pro kabaddi in pro kabaddi history?
Yeah, I think so. I think Wazir Singh's comeback isn't quite as strong as this man Maninder. So, you know, to pick up 9 points on your comeback and lead your side to a win, I think that's firmly the best comeback we've seen thus far.
Now, Vikas, obviously for the Titans in this game, he impressed me somewhat. He's got 21 raid points and currently sits very high up in the raiding league rankings. But he really doesn't look like a man to mess with. Now, you see him at close quarters. Very sort of grizzly looking player.
Yeah, you know, he's a man that sort of is gritty. He's not massively, say, stylish in the way he goes about his business, but very effective. And you know, he's picked up 17 raid points already, and Rahul Chaudhary's on 33. But remember, they've played a whole heap of games. They've played 5 games now. It's just a case of utilizing him a little bit more, because they've got that raiding trio of Rahul Chaudhary, Nilesh Salunke, and Vikas. And Vikas is perhaps the least used among the three, and maybe that needs to change a little bit and just sort of distribute duties a bit more consistently between the three.
One thing, of course, that Bengal did very well was their defending. We spoke about kabaddi defence last podcast, and there was a great example which you commentated on about the Bengal defence, the patience they showed before Ran Singh sacked the player, and it was Rahul Chaudhary, and the rest of the team were just in there in an instant on top of him. How impressed were you with the Warriors in the way that their defence, they didn't take a game to warm up into it, they just were on the money straight away?
It's good to see that from this side, and you know, it's a side that's led by perhaps one of the best defenders in the world. It's led by Surjit Singh in that cover position, and he has the ability to get the best out of his men. He's a very calm campaigner, is Surjit, and he has the likes of Maninder, who actually helped out in defence as well. He picked up a few tackle points. You had Rahul Kumar in that right cover position, who's also a pretty handy defender, and then you had some new corners come in, but Ran Singh on the left corner is not a newcomer. He's been around for quite a while with the Jaipur Pink Panthers as well. So it's good to see that cover and corner combination working for the Bengal Warriors, but also men like Maninder chipping in with the tackles.
And very, very importantly, and it could be an incredibly important point come sort of the end of the regular season, as it were, the Telugu Titans did grab 1 point from the match. Will they? It sounds weird to say. Will they be pleased with that?
They'll take what they can get at this point. But yeah, I don't think they'll be massively pleased at this rate. That 1 point isn't going to make much of a difference if they keep playing the way they are. Sadly, because they need to still get wins on the board, and they need to be within touching distance of the side ahead of them to even make that 1 point count. But right now, they don't look like an organized side at all, and I think it's going to hurt them later if they lose tonight versus the Patna Pirates, which would make it 2 out of 2 versus them. It would really hurt them going forward, psychologically more than anything.
And of course, if they do lose tonight against Patna Pirates, they'll finish their home leg on just 7 points. They'll be very near to the top of the table and you know, in looking like they're in a good position. But if you really look at it, they'll be in a terrible, terrible position. How do you assess that game? Obviously, Vishal Mane, Pardeep Nawal, all players whose tails are up, confidence high. They won their opening match.
Yeah, it's funny. They went into that first encounter versus the Telugu Titans actually not perhaps the favourites. And the Telugu Titans actually had that game in control in the first half completely. Then it was Rahul Chaudhary searching for that magical 500th point. And in that whole selfishness of it and in the sort of midst of his ego coming in the way, they actually floundered that game completely in the second half and played it right into the hands of Pardeep Narwal. Now, if Pardeep Narwal takes the confidence from that game and just rides off it, then the Telugu Titans are in some serious trouble, because they may not even take 7 points away from their home leg, Dan, if they don't take a point away from tonight. So You know, it's a tough one. They've played four. They've got only 6 points on the board, which means, you know, they are languishing a little bit with plenty still to play for. But, you know, they need to realize that the Patna Pirates are going to come out strong from the get-go. And that's where the game may be won or lost in those first 10 to 15 minutes.
We'll move on to new shiny things. And those new shiny things are, of course, new shiny teams. And they've been doing rather well this week. First of all, let's have a look at the Gujarat Fortune Giants, still being my favourite team name in the competition, and the team in orange and red. And they really do have quite a garish kit, one that you really need sunglasses for, which, you know, should suit some of our presenting friends out on the mat. Gujarat, of course, won their opening match against Delhi.
They look good, the Gujarat Fortune Giants, in the defensive side of things. But when it comes to their raiders, sadly, they don't quite have the calibre. Sukesh Hegde is leading the side and he doesn't have too much experience as a captain. But also as a raider, he's not looking the man that he was in seasons 1 and 2 with the Telugu Titans. And that's a big concern for the Gujarat Fortune Giants. You know, they don't have the raiding depth. They've got Mahendra Rajput who's come into the fold. But again, not an experienced campaigner, not a proven raider either. So their troubles come in the form of their raiders, while they have obviously the two, perhaps the best corner defense in the entire league. And that's even taking into consideration Surendra Nada and Mohit Chilla playing for the Haryana Steelers. But I think for my liking, Fazal Atrachali and Aboza and Migani are the best corner defenders in the league at the moment together.
They may not have sort of all the tools in the raid department, but they raced into a 15-5 lead in that first half with you mentioned it there, you mentioned defenders there, some real early defensive statements. Was there an element of shock? Were people, you know, amazed, or did they just think Dabang Delhi were having one of their evenings?
Well, I think it was, for me, it was a bit of shock initially, because Dabang Delhi looked so good in their first encounter, and then they just didn't turn up. I mean, their defense was nowhere. Their raiders weren't being utilized properly. They weren't using the right men on court, and I wasn't sure what was going on in the think tank of Dabang Delhi. And it was the same thing that happened in their next encounter, Gujarat's next encounter versus Haryana, where Haryana seemed to lose the plot from the coaching perspective. So, I mean, the Gujarat Fortune Giants have had a bit of fortune, really, because they've come up against two sides that have suddenly just dropped off from the strategic point of view. So they did get lucky, and maybe when they come up against the better sides in terms of strategy, they might find themselves hard done unless they pick up their rating.
Now, talk me through, we spoke about your lack of height earlier, but talk me through a man that's about the same height as you. I reckon you might even have an inch on him. Sunil got sent in to raid. To say he got crunched would be an understatement. What was the Dabang Delhi thinking there?
Yeah, I couldn't understand it. I mean, I was going off the charts during commentary as well, especially because they had a raider on court at that point, and they could have had him come back and defend and sort of look for the tackle points. But, you know, this is what I mean. And I come back to the match we saw last night versus the Haryana Steelers as well, where Haryana had Surjit Singh, their best raider, waiting on the bench, while Wazir Singh went in empty raid after empty raid after empty raid and sort of came back with absolutely nothing. And then Surendra Nada's captaincy sort of folded as well. So, you know, Gujarat have had, like I said, the fortune of poor captaincy and bad strategy go their way in the form of their opposition. So I think that's helped them. But, you know, going forward, it may not be as simple.
Now, let's stay on the Haryana game for a second, because that Gujarat-Haryana game, it finished 27-27, the first tie of Pro Kabaddi 5. Quite a topsy-turvy match, and to start with, until sort of, I mean, it was 11 all early in the second half, so relatively low scoring in the first.
Yeah, you know, I was saying at the start of this entire encounter, before the encounter kicked off, that the game would actually be won by the Raiders, because remember, Gujarat and the Haryana Steelers have the best corners in the entire league. You've got Mohit Chilla and Surendra Nada combining for the Haryana Steelers, and you've got, of course, as I said earlier, Fazal Atrachali and Aboza Migani for the Gujarat Fortune Giants. So they were to cancel each other out, and they did just that. So then it is the onus on the Raiders to then take the game away from the opposition. And that's where, for me, Haryana had the upper hand. But they left the upper hand on the bench. They played Wazir Singh instead of Surjit Singh. They played Wazir Singh more than Vikas Kondola in the first half. And you were wondering what the hell was going on, really, at that point. And then it was a couple of mind-boggling moments from their captain, Surendra Nada, to sort of let the game slip away just before the brink of halftime. And then on the other side of the half with a silly pursuit where he got caught by Fazal Atrachali. And that literally created a massive slide where the Gujarat Fortune Giants sort of went forward and Haryana Steelers were losing the plot. But thankfully, then they unleashed Surjit Singh, the Raider, who pretty much got them back in the game completely.
How did you see Fazal Atrachali's performance, good or bad?
It was okay. You can't look into his numbers too much. The reason I say that is because he's such a presence on court that the Raiders actually try and avoid him. And therefore, he may not have the massive numbers, but what he does is he creates opposition sort of flurry. And he gets the Raiders going to the opposite corner, where now they've got just as good a man in the right corner in Abozar Megani. And by avoiding Fazal, the plans go out of the way completely for the Raiders. And they're not really playing to their normal strength. So, you know, his impact on the game is always massive because he is that towering man on the left corner. And he's just so, so strong with his solo tackles.
So we've seen all four of the new teams now. We've seen UP win brilliantly. Absolute super stuff from them. Gujarat still unbeaten. And I don't think many people would have thought that would be the case coming out of the first week for any team, really. Maybe bar UP have only played one game. Whose performance do you... We know Haryana. I mean, Haryana could be in such a different position if they'd actually sort of got their heads together and made the right decisions at the right time. But whose performance did you see better, the Gujarat win or the UP win?
I think the UP win was more complete. Gujarat came up against a Delhi side that pretty much crumbled. And then coming up against the Haryana Steelers, they sort of met their match in the defensive side of things. But again, it was captaincy that was a letdown for Haryana and it sort of played into Gujarat's hands. I think among all the newcomers, I actually do think Haryana Steelers are the best looking of the lot. They lost by just 1 point versus U Mumba and then drew into a tie. But captaincy is a big letdown with Surendra Nada there, sadly for them so far. And that hopefully can change for them. But UP Yodha also look fantastic as newcomers. So, you know, they've got a couple of youngsters that are working. Can they stand the test of time? That's a big question. So UP and Haryana, for me, actually look like the best of the newcomers so far.
That is how it lies currently, of course, with the one game to come against Patna for the Telugu Titans. Of course, if they lose that, it could go, and I apologise for the pun right now, but I can't leave it out. It could go from Hyderabad to Hydra Terrible for the Titans. They are, of course, top of Zone B currently. Only the Tamil... You meant to laugh there, Sahel, but you didn't. Only Tamil Talivas in Zone B are yet to win. It could be a tough season for both those two teams, for the Tamils and the Titans in Zone B. In Zone A, well, a glorious start for the Fortune Giants. Eight points, a win and a draw for them. And Dabang and Pune, fair to say they'll be happy with their start, Sahel?
Yeah, I mean, Dabang, I think, would be a little miffed with the way they played the second game of their league campaign because they started in such fine form and then just looked completely depleted in the second one. But I think Pune are still the team to beat. They look head and shoulders above anyone else. But we've only seen them once and we've seen how teams have come out and performed very differently in their second encounter. So I really want to keep my eye on that side, the Puneri Paltan, because they look like title contenders from the get-go. And they're the ones that look perhaps the best side of them all after what we've seen in the first week. And we've seen every side now play a game at least. So, you know, they look like the best side so far. Bengaluru Bulls look pretty good as well with Rohit Kumar. But yeah, I think the Tamil Talivas and the Telugu Titans need to pull up their socks a bit. The Talivas need to find an extra gear. They need to find better support for Ajay Thakur, but also need to find... something more than just Ajay Thakur in that lineup. And, you know, Amit Hooda on the right corner has been good for them, but they need more. They definitely need more to push the better sides in that final sort of race to the top three when it comes down to it, you know, 2 months from now.
Now, of course, after today, everything moves on to Nagpur and the Mankapur Indoor Stadium in Nagpur, to be precise. Firstly, tell the uninitiated a bit about Nagpur, and also why have the balls changed venue for PKL5?
Well, it's a bit of a shame, really, that it needs to move from the Bengaluru setup. But there's a few issues there with the stadium and things like that. But yeah, they've had to move to Nagpur, which likes their sport. It's a city that definitely likes their sport. It's not a massive city. It's not the most modern of cities either, but it's a unique city in different ways. The food will be great, I think. It's going to be a bit less plush than staying at the Crown Plaza in Bangalore, that's for sure. So I think it'll be a bit of a difference. But also, more importantly, I think Bangalore may not have the home support they would have got at the Kantirva Indoor Stadium, which honestly was a great venue to go and watch Kabaddi and actually be a part of that sort of environment. So they may not have the home support. So, you know, in some sense, it's sort of an away leg for them in many ways, but maybe they'll get some support on the back of their first performance, because they have arguably the best raider in the entire league, Rohit Kumar, leading the way.
What do you think in Kabaddi teams change? How do they look to approach home legs as opposed to away legs?
Well, I think it's just the intensity somehow is different. I think you've seen it with champion setups in the past, the Patna Pirates, U Mumba. These are sides who like to sort of win big at home, and it makes a big difference just in terms of just a cluster of games coming together. And if you can just keep that intensity for that chunk of days, in some ways it's actually easier to keep the intensity going if you're playing back to back. And you know, you come off a loss and you know you've got to pick yourself up pretty quickly. There's not too much time to think. But on the flip side, there's also a lot more pressure when you're playing in front of your home crowd. And, you know, there's so much expectation, especially if you're a top side. So, you know, it works both ways. There's two sides to that coin. But, you know, it's a very, very important part of it, because only because you've got six games back to back and such a lot is riding on that, because it could change the course of your entire campaign, really. I know it's not as much as it used to be, perhaps, with a three-month-long format, but it still is a hefty number of games coming together.
So, looking ahead at the next few days, games Friday and Saturday, Mehrauz Sheikh's Delhi take to the mat once more. Two huge matchups there for them, Pune and U Mumba. That will be real tasty games to come for Delhi.
Yeah, it's going to be tough for Dabang Delhi. But also, like I said, we've seen teams that you know, have been really good in game one and then shocking in game two. So, and they're one of them, but they'll need to pick themselves up from that game two horror story to turn things around versus two very, very composed, calm units, and, you know, pretty complete units as well. So a couple of challenges coming up for them. And you know, the games coming up in Nagpur will be interesting. I mean, every leg is just going to be so crucial from here on. And it's funny, these two zones suddenly make it so much more interesting, because no team is out of the running, really, for the Super Playoffs. And that's the key here.
UP on Saturday, they're back in action also. Nitin Tomer's boys, they've not only got the Bengaluru Bulls, they've immediately the next day got the Bengal Warriors. Two teams, the Bulls and the Warriors, who, when they light up Pro Kabaddi, when they have their day, they can be absolutely sensational. It could be back down to earth with a bump for UP.
Yeah, it could be. But I think the Bengal Warriors, they might have the better of them, possibly in that contest. But yes, the Bengaluru Bulls will be a really, really big contest, that one for the UP Yodhas. Early on, I think, you know, the new sides have looked fairly confident. There's no slow jitters for them at all, no newcomer nerves at all. So that's good to see for the UP Yodha. I think the defense will be tested, because Jeeva and Rajesh Narwal need the support from the corners. Can it keep coming through from those young corners? That's the big question. So, you know, I think that's going to be their big test, because I think the Raiders will keep performing, because they've got a couple of young Raiders to support Rishank Tewadiga and Nitin Tomer as well.
So call it. When we talk again, will UP be three wins from three?
They will not be three wins from three. They will be two wins from three.
Interesting. Right, it's in and out of time. And today, and we've it's like you had the script in front of you, Sahel, because you spoke about it a bit earlier. But today's in and out of, today's 30-second roundup is about the importance of captaincy in kabaddi.
Lovely, I'll take that one. It's a topic I love to talk about here, and it's one that I hammered down pretty hard in commentary yesterday as well for Haryana. So, yes, we'll do the in and out of captaincy in kabaddi. So we might talk of kabaddi being a really physical sport, but actually the mental side of the sport is absolutely vital. And we see this in seasons gone by. We've seen it with Anup Kumar leading sides to, you know, rather leading his one side, Yumumba, to victory through just sheer captaincy in the past. We've seen it with Manpreet Singh, who didn't do too much for the Patna Pirates apart from being a great leader. And, you know, that's where games are won and lost. And we saw it with the Haryana Steelers yesterday with Surinder Nada coming in, putting in a pursuit when it wasn't required, but also at the stroke of halftime, he miscalculated a do-or-die raid for the opposition where they could have had a super tackle. And it's moments like that could get you 2 points and bring an extra man on court and change the course of a game completely. When you go down to the dying seconds, the dying minutes of a game, you want someone who's a calm leader in the midst, but also how to use your resources, which raiders to use from the left side, which ones to use from the right side, and when to use them in tandem and when to use sort of the right men for the right time. You know, who do you use in a do or die raid when you've got 6 seconds left on 6 minutes left in the game, or rather go to, you know, someone more experienced when you've got a lot more time? So all these decisions have to be taken in split second decisions by the captain. And I think this is where that role of the captain, the role of the leader comes to the fore in this sport of kabaddi.
And I love it. Halfway through, the man keeps his concentration during an in and out of, calls Enzo over and makes him sit whilst explaining the importance of the kabaddi captaincy. Fantastic, Sahel, as ever. Twice a week, we are on with you discussing everything going on in the Vivo Pro Kabaddi League. Don't forget, of course, we're all over Audio Boom. We're on iTunes. You can get the podcast at www.inandoutkabaddi.com. And, of course, Sahel, you can talk to us on social media. Your favourite thing.
Yeah, I do a fair bit of that, though, is. Yeah, absolutely. Get in touch with us on Twitter, on Instagram, at InandOutKabaddi, or at Dan Strange TV and at Suhail Chandok. And we'll get back to you with plenty of thoughts. And there's so much action still to come. So stay tuned in on Audio Boom. It's, you know, it's been a nice little association that we've started with them. So great to have the podcast up and running again and with such regularity. And yeah, a big hello from my German Shepherd Enzo as well. But everyone, enjoy the next couple of days and we'll be back very, very soon.
See you soon.